Well, as we've been saying, Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has been speaking this morning, this morning, in relation to the Israeli operation around Gaza, and has ordered what he's describing as a complete siege of the Gaza Strip. Here's a little of what he had to say, with a translator delivering his words.
No electricity, no food, no water, no gas. It's all closed. We're fighting animals and are acting accordingly.
The charity Oxfam has been working in Gaza for more than 50 years. It strongly urged all parties to immediately cease all military offensives. We've been speaking to Najla Al-Shawa, who is Oxfam regional manager in Gaza. I asked her to explain first what's been happening in the territory over the last number of hours.
The last number of hours have been, they have been intensified airstrikes and shelling from the sea. Continuous. I've been hearing from friends who live in different parts of the Gaza Strip about heavy bombardment in their areas. I can hear some of them myself. This morning was in our neighborhood, and also several ones from the sea, from the gunboats. The situation is very worrying, as until this morning there was 120,000 people displaced from their homes, leaving the eastern part of the Gaza Strip to the west. And in Gaza, there are no shelters. People take refuge in schools and just expect some way or another of some support to be provided or by community initiatives or by UN agencies, etc. The problem now is that electricity is much less than before. Already we live for the past 15 years on 8-hour electricity, 8-hour on, off. And now it's 12, 16 hour off. Internet connection is also very unstable. Many of my friends, we lost contact with internet. And now as we speak, all kinds of planes, you can hear F-16s and drones. This is within a break between the bombings. Just before this call, there was a massive airstrike in northern Gaza in an area that is called Jabalia. Jabalia is a Jabalia camp. Gaza has 70% refugee population, so this area is already very crowded. They're talking about initial figures that are really alarming. From this airstrike, 50 bodies were found, 50 were killed. Hospitals are overloaded with injuries. They had to ask their injured to leave, and keeping only the critical cases. Talking about 2,000 beds in the entire Gaza Strip for 2 million people, 2 million population, and. That's a snapshot.
Yeah. Najla, the Israeli defense minister this morning has ordered what he describes as a complete siege on the Gaza Strip. He says no electricity, no food, no fuel. Now, is Israel capable of mounting that sort of siege, and what would it mean for people in Gaza?
Gaza has been living on a siege for the past 15 years. And yes, we know that it has been going slightly in times more strict than other times. However, we have been always living at the edge, there is only enough supply for a certain period of time. Israel usually always is the one who decides what comes in, what comes out. And so this is not very new to Palestinians. Mm-hmm. However, it's going to be definitely exacerbating the humanitarian situation. Gaza with a 50% living under poverty, and already the very restricted movement, almost no movement allowed outside of Gaza. This will mean more need to to provide immediate humanitarian assistance. It will mean frustration. I mean, this is a population that before the date of October 7th was not living their life normally, you know. They have been suffering, while Israel before that date was living normally and prosperity, you know. It's a completely different way of also looking at things. So before, the situation has been difficult. We are very worried about having especially a big segment of the population that is already poor will be suffering more and more, and especially under the circumstances where this massive destruction that is going to be unfold. I really can't imagine how tragic that that would look like, because we are really living by the hour, but it all looks really worrying.
What about your own safety, Najla, and that of the Oxfam team in Gaza? What precautions, if any, have you been able to take to try to ensure your safety?
Listen, there's no place that is safe in Gaza. We all live in different places. There is no place or area or part of the strip that is safe. However, it just depends during the day what kind of intensity an area receives versus another. There are no shelters, as I mentioned to you, so we're just... as everyone else, basically, if you have a lower level floor, you go to it. You have a room that is a bit surrounded by more concrete. That's your shelter. This kind of arrangement. People also rely a lot on each other in terms of community and also relatives. They go and stay with their relatives. There's no other ways, really. There's nowhere to go.
And that's Najla Al-Shawa speaking to me from Gaza. She's the Oxfam Regional Director in the territory.